This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the company of his young cousin Abdullah ibn Abbas, and he was a young child. He was what you and I in our age, maybe, you know, in year 4, year 5. And this young child, the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Ghulam, my young boy, let me teach you important lessons for you to remember. Keep these things that I will say to you as guiding truths and principles for the rest of your life. The Prophet ﷺ began by saying, احفظِ الله يحفظك. If you guard Allah, Allah will guard you. SubhanAllah, when you hear that, what do you mean guard Allah? Protect Allah? And of course what it means is if you guard your relationship with Allah, if you guard Allah means that you value Allah. You protect every moment that you have an opportunity to be with Allah. If you guard the times you have, the breath you have, the salah you make, the charity you give, the honor you demonstrate to your parents, the daytime that you're awake and active, the nighttime as it sets and you fall asleep, if you protect Allah as being important in all of those moments of your day, Allah will protect you. احفظ الله, the Prophet ﷺ repeats it. تجده, you will find him when you need him. When it's necessary for only Allah to assist you, because you have been with Allah in the times of ease and comfort, where you thought you didn't need Allah, now when you need Him, Allah will be with you. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, and this is the message I want to stress with you today. He said that what was written for you is going to come to you even if the whole world tries to stop it. If there was something good that was promised to you, written for you by Allah, if all of the world, from the beginning of time till the end of time, came together with one effort to say, no, you can't have it, but Allah said, it's yours, they would fail and the promise of Allah will be true. And in the same way, that if something Allah ordered was not to be given to you or to be received by you, if the whole world came together to try to give it to you, they would fail because Allah has written, it does not belong to you. Sometimes as Muslims, we fail in our submission to Allah. In giving ourselves over to knowing Allah is the master and we are the slaves. Allah is the creator and we are the creature. That Allah is the lawgiver and we are the ones who follow it. That Allah is the one who orders and we're the ones who say we hear and we obey. So Allah gives us a very powerful example from the Quran about those who tried to trick Allah. In the nations that came before us, one of the laws that they were ordered to maintain was that they were not allowed to do any work on Saturday. And Saturday begins from the nighttime of Friday, Maghrib prayer, until the next day, Salatul Asr. That's the condition of Saturday, from the night before until the next day. These people, they lived by the ocean, by the coast. They were fishermen. And for Allah to test them, to see, will they obey my command? Allah causes them, for the whole week when they go out to fish, they don't catch as much as they wanted or wished to. They weren't as profitable as they could have been. So there's this temptation. Nobody's going to go fishing on Saturday. How can I trick Allah? How can I do something that I can work without working? And technically, I didn't disobey Allah. So they said, how about we put our fishing nets on Friday and leave them in the water, fishing on their own. We're not going to be there. We're not on the boat. We're just going to throw the nets in the water. We're going to leave them. And if they catch anything on Saturday, we didn't do it. It's the nets that were there. And then Sunday morning, we'll come and bring it out. And subhanAllah, on Sunday, they came and they found that they caught lots of fish. So Allah condemns them in the Quran. Ashab as-Sabt, the people who disobeyed Allah on Saturday, technically, outwardly, they didn't do anything really wrong, but they tried to deceive Allah. Their heart was not happy with what Allah provided, what Allah gave, and they said, no, I want more or I want less, and I'm not going to accept anything other than what I think I wish and deserve. So they threw their nets out in the water and they waited. And in the time of waiting when they should be in worship, they were calculating how much, I wonder how much fish I would catch. How many times do we say something that's not truthful and say, but technically, I didn't say anything that wasn't true. I just didn't say the complete story. How many times do we know something and technically, I ignored one part and focused on another? How many times do we see somebody being wronged, a fellow student, and we turn away and say, well, it's not me, I'm not the teacher, it's not my responsibility, and ignore what has occurred? How many times, where we have an opportunity to set what's right and make it right, do we remain quiet? How many times where we're asked to put forward honesty and testimony of truth, we find it difficult to stand up? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ O mankind, stand up for that which is truth and speak an unequivocal word And in one ayah, even if it be against your own selves of self-incrimination, the truth is more closer to justice. My responsibility and yours has always been the same in front of Allah. Young and old, those words of the Prophet ﷺ to Abdullah ibn Abbas are true. That what belongs to you and what is written for you will be given to you even if the whole world hates it. Even if the whole world tries to stop it. And what doesn't belong to you, maybe in the dunya, but in the akhirah may be given to you. What isn't meant to be yours now, will be yours eventually. When Allah permits it, or will never reach you, if Allah has ordered it not to arrive in your presence and with your power and the power of the whole world, you cannot bring it forward. I leave you with one final example that I think is important for all of us to consider. In my life and yours, there is no greater duty that we perform other than the prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that those who have a deceptive process with others, their deception actually begins in salah. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. How do you protect yourself from being a dishonest person, from not being a genuine person, from being the person who tries to cut shortcuts and overlook things that you should pay attention to? How do you protect yourself from being unjust and dishonest and untruthful? How can you grow and mature to becoming a person of good character and a person of due diligence and honesty? It begins with your prayer mat as you stand before Allah. The moment you say, Allahu Akbar, no, Allah is greater than you. Is greater than your problems, is greater than your successes, is greater than your situation, is greater than your needs, is greater than anything you've experienced and are yet to experience. And as a young person, as I say this to you, if there is one advice that I can give you, is to try to pray better. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. That I worship you better the next time, O Allah. May Allah give us strength in nurturing you and leading you here at Al Amin College to fulfill the name of our school and to be from those who provide Al Amn wal Aman, safety and security, but also trustworthiness for generations to come. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. We always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support us and to assist us to remember Him more, to be more thankful to Him, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to worship Him more. Three practical things that is requested of you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us, Al-mu'min akhul mu'min. A believer is the brother, is the sister of another believer. You and I must always think of ourselves, irrespective of our color, of our age, of our sex, of our ethnicity, of our origin, of our birth, that we are brothers unto one another, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that which hurts one, hurts all. The Prophet ﷺ said that the ummah, the body of our nation, that if one part of it feels pain, the rest of it does. Second, as a practical, learned sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, is to increase our salam and our greetings of each other. To be from those who have a genuineness of heart that we recognize when we say assalamu alaykum, it's not hi, how are you, or hello. Actually, it is a dua where I ask Allah to send peace to you in whatever condition you find yourself in. One day the Prophet ﷺ knocked on the door of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari and he could hear the people inside the house. But nobody responded. He knocked on the door and he said, Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-dar. and inside they hear him and they didn't respond out loud, "Wa alaykum as-salam ya Rasulullah," and open the door. So after a moment, he knocks again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Astaذن وسلم, as-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-dar, peace be upon you, O those who live in this household." And once again, although he can hear them inside, they didn't respond out loud. They didn't open the door. Third time, and the same thing occurred. So the sunnah is that if you ask permission once, twice, and three, and you don't get the response you want, you leave and maybe you can come back later. And as he turns to leave, the people inside, they open the door and they say, "Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh ya Rasulullah." And he said, "What's wrong? Why didn't you answer from the first time? I could hear that you were inside." "Qalu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we loved hearing your dua for our house." Meaning we would have kept you standing there all day saying, "Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum." Because they understood it's not "hi, how are you?" It's "assalamu alaikum, may Allah's peace descend upon the household of this family." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Do you want to know how to make it to Jannah?" They said, "Yes, O Messenger of Allah." He said, "Afshu salam baynakum, greet each other with salam." Really? It's not tahajjud prayer 24/7, 24 hours a day, fast by day, pray by night. No, be genuine in your love for each other. Third and finally, for our school, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Unsur akhaqa zaliman aw mazluma." Assist your fellow brother, your fellow man, whether they are wronging or being wronged, whether someone is doing the wrong or they are feeling and experiencing the oppression of another. And they said, "Ya Rasulullah, we know what to do if somebody's being wronged. Somebody, I see somebody being hurt, I know to stop them. I say, hey, leave him alone. But how can I help? How should I help the one who's doing the wrong?" He said that you stop them from doing the wrong to others. Don't just help the one who's weak, but also help the one who's gone beyond where they should go by deterring them from committing further error. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a holistic approach to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that we follow his path and we follow his tradition, that we do not seek to be deceptive with Allah, that we do not seek to change what is halal and make haram halal, that we do not seek to find shortcuts around our faith, that we do not seek to dilute and loosen our iman by not wanting to do what is asked of us as it has been asked of us and shown in the life of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send light into our homes, into our hearts, and upon our school. May Allah protect our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers. May Allah lead our principal and our board and managers to that which is pleasing to Him, and protect them and us from that which is sinful and leading away from His cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to each other so that we have love and a continuance of khayr. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اهدنا واهدهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك هذا وصل على الحبيب محمد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة